could get them to the table, what would you say to them?
I would say, come to dinner.
Okay. If you want someone not to wait until the potatoes are passed, you might tell them to go ahead and
have some potatoes.
Right, or to, what else?
Help themselves.
Right. And if somebody did this, you would say, so he went ahead and
had the potatoes,
okay,
or helped himself.
If you decide that you don't want anything to eat, you say, I don't
care for any.
Right. When food has been cooked and served a second time, you might say that it's been
warmed over.
Okay. You put food in your mouth and then you begin to
chew.
What would you call a pudding that's possibly made out of cornmeal and water? What might this be called?
I just don't have any idea. Cornmeal and water.
Yeah, possibly. Well, what about?
You mean grits?
No, if you, they were putting cornbread in milk or water, and it was, you know, a thick type of substance. What would it be called?
I just don't know.
Right. Well, what would you call? What would be your like hasty pudding?
I'm not familiar with that.
Mush.
I guess it would be mush, but I'm not familiar with mush.
Okay. What are peas and beets and tomatoes? Well, not tomatoes, peas and beets and potatoes. What
They're vegetables.
And then if you're going to grow them in a small plot near your house, you'd say that you're going to have a vegetable
garden.
What is the particularly southern food that is often served with sausage and eggs made out of ground corn and boiled, served with salt and pepper and butter or gravy?
Grits.
Okay. What's the starch made from the inside of a grain that's raised in Louisiana, Arkansas, Texas, in swampy, flooded fields?
You mean rice?
Yes. What are some names for non-tax paid alcoholic beverages?
Moonshine, bootleg, whiskey, white lightning. This may be interesting. Somebody that's listening to this will want to know, but I was talking to a man yesterday that's a little bit older than me that I have known for, I would say, at least 20 years. And he was referring back to 35 or 40 years ago, and he said, when I used to run whiskey over in Alabama, I did thus and so, just as natural as if it was just a regular everyday occupation. I would never have believed he ever ran whiskey. You know, now he's in an entirely different kind of legitimate business than he has been ever since I've known him. But he's just an old timer. Not going to tell you.
What do you call the sweet, sticky liquid that you put on flapjacks or you put on pancakes?
Syrup.
And what are the different types that you might have? What types of syrup?
Well, you have maple syrup and sorghum syrup. That's about the only two kinds I can think of. Well, I don't know. You have blueberry syrup.
Well, yeah, but for the main difference.
Yeah, sorghum and maple.
Okay, if it's not imitation maple syrup, then it's the real thing. It's,
well, I call it real maple. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. A lot of, now they're having trouble with honey, that people are, it's imitation honey, and they have to mark on the jar if it's not imitation, then it is the
real thing.
Yeah, what's another word for real thing?
Genuine.
Okay.